This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wa lahamma ba'd. Yesterday we talked about the station of tawbah, repentance. There is another station that is linked to this one and higher than it. You will not attain it until you have mastered and perfected that of tawbah. What is this station? This is the station of, in Arabic, inaba. Inaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it only when he talks about the highest of the high. He talks about the highest level of Jannah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla says, that level, who is it going to be given to? وَأُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ The muttaqeen, Jannah will be brought close to them. Who are they? Those that come to Allah Azza wa Jalla بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ They come to Allah with the heart of inaba, بِقَلْبٍ مُنِيبٍ Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises His highest servants. For example, Ibrahim alayhi salam. إِنَّ إِبْرَاهِيمَ لَحَلِيمٌ أَوَّاهٌ مُنِيبٌ Ibrahim is Halim, soft-hearted. أَوَّاهٌ مُنِيبٌ He would repent to Allah and he would have inaba, munib. Dawood alayhi salam. Allah describes him in the Quran. فظن داود أنما فتناه فاستغفر ربه وخر راكعا وأناب داود understood we were testing him so he fell down in sajda and he did inaba he repented but Allah didn't use the word tawbah he used the word inaba Sulaiman عليه السلام the same verb is used ولقد فتنا سليمان وألقينا على كرسيه جسدا ثم أناب we tested Sulaiman and we there's a long story how Allah tested him by substituting one of the jinn. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, he turned back to me and he did inaba. When Allah is describing the highest of the high, he doesn't use the word tawbah, he uses the word inaba. What's the difference? Ibn al-Qayyim said, listen to this. When a person constantly does tawbah, when a person habitually repents to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until it becomes his habit, then Allah will open all of the doors of cleansing the heart and Allah will grant him the station of inaba. So inaba is the habitual tawbah. Inaba is the repentance that is done so that it becomes a lifestyle. And if you look at the three verses I quoted you for Ibrahim and Dawood and Sulaiman, each one of them, look them up. They're occurring after these three have done something that is against perfection. They've done a little bit of a slip up or they've been tested. Then Allah says, ah, but it was a test and then they return back to me. So inaba is done by the righteous. Inaba is done for the one who knows that he must go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a lifestyle and a habit. One of the great scholars of the Arabic language, Ibn Fadis, he said, inaba means to habitually come back to the same place for comfort. This is what inaba means linguistically. You're gonna come back to the same place and you're gonna be comforted. This is where I belong. This is my asl, this is my default. Tawbah, you do it once. Inaba, you do it habitually to the point of it is where your default position is. And the goal is to keep on doing tawbah until it becomes inaba, until it becomes a habit and a lifestyle. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises the concept of inaba in the Quran. Munibina ilayhi wattaquhu. Have inaba of Allah and be conscious of Him. And Allah says, وَمَا يَذَّكَّرُ إِلَّا مَنْ يُنِيبُ And none shall attain that level except those who have done inaba. There is a beautiful message here as well in the asl of inaba, and that is, inaba means to go back and find comfort at a position, which means your default is to be in this position. When you slip up, you have gone away from your comfort zone. When you are sinning, you are not acting the way Allah intended you to act. Your default is to be connected with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your default is to find comfort in your safe zone. That safe zone, your ta'alluq is with Allah. Your comfort is with Allah. Your repentance is with Allah. When you remove yourself from that comfort zone, you are not comfortable. So you have to come back to that comfort zone. And that is what inaba is. Now, the Quran mentions another type of inaba as well, and our scholars mentioned that inaba can be a generic and a special one. The generic inaba that even the non-pious have, the generic inaba, it is the inaba of turning to Allah when you desperately need Him. So for example, Allah says in the Quran, listen to this, وَإِذَا مَسَّ النَّاسَ ضُرٌّ دَعَى رَبَّهُ مُنِيبًا إِلَيْهِ. When a difficulty touches man, he starts making dua to Allah. His heart is fully attached to Allah. Allah uses the term munib. This status of inaba, we have all felt it at times of need. When our child is sick, when we're in difficult circumstances, all of a sudden our hearts are attached to Allah. We return back to Allah. This inaba is good, but this is the default of everybody who needs Allah. There is a higher level of inaba. What is that higher level? You turn back to Allah not because of desperation, but because of a sin. You see the difference, right? When you are in difficulty, we all turn to Allah, you know? When we're in difficult circumstances, this is the inaba of the makhluq. Even the kafir might turn to Allah in this time. There's nothing wrong with that. It's a sign of iman at some level. But the praiseworthy inaba, the higher level of inaba, the level of inaba of the prophets, it occurs when they recognize they have fallen short of their huquq of Allah. They understand that they have done something they should not have done. So they return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to summarize, inaba is the status of the one who has taken tawbah as a habit. The one who has mastered the art of tawbah. And the one who has a default place of worship. Now how can we attain inaba? One simple point, and inshallah with that we conclude. Inaba is obtained by recognizing one's shortcomings and understanding that only Allah can get us out of these shortcomings. It's very simple. How do we memorize this concept? The dua of our father Ibrahim when he came down to this earth. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا وَإِن لَّمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Ya Rabb, I have wronged myself. I did dhulm to myself. Adam, what did I say? Adam alayhi salam. When Adam alayhi salam came down to this earth, we made the dua, رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. Right? Oh my Lord, I have wronged myself. We have wronged ourselves. And if you don't forgive me, and if you don't overlook my sins, I shall be of those who are destroyed. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he taught this dua to Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, that, oh Allah, Ya Rab, I confess that I have done sins to you. Ya Rab, I have fallen short in you. And none can forgive other than you. And he would go to sleep at night, the Prophet ﷺ, he would make this dua every single night. Allahumma la malja'a wa la manja minka illa ilayk. Oh Allah, none can save me from you. And none can provide a secure spot against you except you. Oh Allah, none can save me from you except you. None can secure me from you except you. If you understand this reality, you will be on the path of inaba. When you understand that you have fallen short, you understand only Allah can protect me from my own sins. Only Allah can protect me from the consequences of my bad deeds. Then you're going to be on the journey to inaba. Therefore, brothers and sisters, reminder to myself and all of you, tawbah, keep on doing it and you attain the level of inaba. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of the munibin, and we'll continue tomorrow inshaAllah.
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عسى تعودُ